So first of all, I just want to welcome everyone to our inaugural Lunch and Learn. First, everyone should feel free to eat throughout. There's plenty of food, so don't be shy. And also, if anyone has suggestions about the future, about the menu, you want to see something added, subtracted, you like this, so please feel free. And I'm hoping to do this about once a month, so let me know what you think about the food. So we're only a couple of days away from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it really is a significant thing. Rabbi Bogopolsky alluded to it this past Shabbos that it used to be people, when they heard Rosh Chodesh Elul being announced, would panic. They would faint. Because it's a really significant thing as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur, the Yom Adin. And not just because we're going to be judged, but because this is a time where we really focus in, we really look to build and to grow, to improve upon ourselves. And so even though Rosh Chodesh is a couple days away, it's a little premature, but for the next month, month and a half, 6-7 weeks, our new best friend is going to become the Kapitel Tehillim, the chapter of Tehillim, Kapitel Chav Zayin 27, of L'David Hashem Ori. And we're going to say it every morning and every evening. And it's something that's going to become so ingrained in our lives, kind of like Sfira. At the end of Sfira, people say jokingly, oh, what day is it of Sfira? But it's only half a joke, because it becomes such a part of our lives, it becomes so ingrained in us, that every single day we count Sfira. And when it's gone, we feel like we're missing something. We feel like something's gone, we feel like there's something we should be doing. And that's what L'David Hashem Ori is going to become to us. Over the next 6-7 weeks, we're going to say it every single day, twice a day. And then when we're done with it, it's going to feel missing. But many debate, why exactly do we say this kapitel of L'David Hashem Ori? What's the message? What's it coming to tell us, to teach us? What's its significance for us? Why are we going to say it so much over the next few weeks? If you look at Rabbi Art Scroll, so what he says is it's a combination of things. There are different themes in this Kapitel Tehillim, and those different themes match up very well with the month of Elul and Tishrei. This sense of Yira, of fear, which turns into protection, turns into Sukkot, you could say. But there was another reason I saw it just this year, and the Malbim says that we say this Kapitel Tehillim during Elul and Tishrei because David HaMelech is asking to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And during these months are times when we are also asking to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're striving for, to really work and build our relationship. Something that we hope to work hard now and reap the benefits of throughout the year. So one of the lines that stands out, and we could sing it, but I think I'd be the only one singing, there's a line, Acha Sha'alti Me'is Hashem. There's one thing, David HaMelech says, there's one thing I ask for from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osa Avakeshen. That's the thing I'm seeking, Shivzi Beveis Hashem, to sit in the house of Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai, all the days of my life, L'chazos B'Noam Hashem, to gaze at the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'vaker Beheichalo, and to visit his Heichal, to visit his sanctuary. So there's two questions I think stand out on this line. First of all, what does David HaMelech say? Achas Sha'alti. There's one thing Hashem that I'm going to ask for. And then what does he do? Right, he asked for two things. Shivti Beis Hashem, I want to sit in the house of Hashem, L'vaker B'Heichalo, and I want to visit the sanctuary. So what is it? Does he want to sit? Does he want to visit? Does he want to be a resident? Or does he want to be a visitor? And then also, that's really the second question, I guess. Is it Shivti Beveis Hashem? Does he want to be a resident? Or is it Levaker Beheichalo? Does he want to be a visitor? So, Acha Sha'alti, why is he say, I have one question, I really have two. And which is he really looking for? Is he looking to be a resident? This is his permanent place? Or is he looking to be a visitor? He's just here for a short time. So the first question, it's not really our question, it's not really my question. It's actually a Kadosh Baruch Hu's question. And the Medrash Tehillim in Chav Zayin Hey says, Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, B'techila ata omer achas sha'alti shivti b'beis Hashem. Originally he said, I have one question. I want to sit in the house of Hashem. I want to sit in your house. V'chazarta v'amarta. And then you went back and you said, L'chazos b'noam Hashem. And I want to see the beauty of Hashem. U'levakir b'heichalom. And I want to visit in his sanctuary. I want to visit your sanctuary. So Amar Lefanov. David HaMelech answers him. And he says, Rabbono shel Olam, Master of the world, Master of the universe, Lo yeh eved shavu l'rabo. Should the servant not be like the master? I'm just doing what you're doing, what you did. Right, we read last week in Parshas Ekev, B'techila lo ba'ata alayhi ba'achas shenemar. Didn't you originally just come to me with one question, one request? It says, in Devarim Yod Yod Beis, Parshas Ekev, Va'ata Yisrael ma'ashem elokecha shalom yimach ki'im li'ir as Hashem elokecha. What does Hashem ask from you? Only to fear Him. I only ask one thing from you. Only to fear you. Only to fear me. Va'achar kach, says David HaMelech, pesachta aleinu b'mitzvos harbe. And then afterwards, you gave us so many commands in the same pasuk. Shneimar, as it says, "Lelechitz b'kol derachav," to go in all of his ways, "Lelava," so to love him, "Vegomer," to guard his mitzvos and to do his Torah. So Avi Dial Eved Shei Karabim. So he says, "I'm just being like you. I'm just doing what you do." And I think really the answer is Achas Sha'alti. Or Kiyim Liyira as Hashem. Really what they're saying is, this is the baseline, this is my real request. I want to sit in the house of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my basic request is I want you to fear me, to respect me. But we say, how do we do that? So David HaMelech says, Levakir Beheichal, oh, that's how I do it. I visit the Heichal, and then I'm able to sit in the house of Hashem. And Hashem says, I'll get your fear, I'll get your respect. If you do all these things, you keep my mitzvos, you guard my Torah, you guard my mitzvos, and you keep my Torah. I always joke about how years ago, Yaffa and I came out to San Diego. We didn't expect to move here. We never expected to live here. We thought we would just be visitors. But there's something about being a visitor that turns a person into a resident. Right? So when the opportunity came to interview, we knew what a great place it was. I had David in the show. I'd come. I sat in the back corner, like every other visitor comes and does. But we knew what a great place it was. We knew the infrastructure. We knew what was going on here, and so therefore it made us more excited about the opportunity without knowing anything else. And there are some people who come here on vacation in Mamish. They say, "I want to move here. I'm moving here," and they do everything in their power to make that happen. So essentially what David HaMelech is saying is, I'm going to visit all Manas on condition that I can become a resident. I'm going to just test out the waters so that I can jump right in. So they say the best way to give a class is you tell people what you're going to tell them, and then you tell them, and then you go back and you tell people what you told them. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give three answers to try to answer that second question of Shivti Reis Hashem and Levaker Beheichalo. And I don't expect you to like all three answers. Some will be better than others. But what I'm hoping is that one answer you'll connect with. And every day, twice a day, when you say this Kapitel Tehillim, you'll think about that answer. And on top of that, not only will you think about that answer, but also it'll help improve your kavana when saying the Kapitel Tehillim and it'll help improve your Elul, your Tishrei, your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we'll start with, I guess, the most basic answer to try to answer this dichotomy. And that is, there's really a psychological difference between a resident and a visitor. A resident kind of has a blah way about them. We fall into routine, and we just go through our routine. No ups, no downs. We wake up in the morning, we drink coffee, go to shul, come home, go to work, take the kids to school, whatever. We just kind of go through the motions. But then we go on vacation. We go to a friend's house, and we're a visitor, and it's very exciting. We're seeing new things. We're exploring. We're learning. That's very exciting. And so what David HaMelech is saying, Shivti b'beis Hashem, I want to sit in the house of Hashem. I want to have that routine. I want every single day that I'm able to be with Hashem, to daven, to learn. But I also want Levakir b'heichalel. I want the excitement of being in the sanctuary. I want to be a resident with the excitement of being a visitor. And I'll amend the two together. And really, it's an incredible message for us, for Elul. It's a message of infusing excitement into the things that are familiar for us. You know, if I said, how many times have we done Elul before? I guess depending on your age, you'll give me a different number. How many times have we done Rosh Hashanah before? The same thing, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. And after a while, it starts to lose its excitement. You know, maybe our first couple years of shaking lulav, we were really excited. But then it starts to lose that excitement. First couple years of fasting, we might have said that we were dreading it, but we had some excitement for it. But then, over time, we kind of lose that excitement. We fall into routine. This is what we do. I once had a friend. I was commenting to him that the davening we were at for Rosh Hashanah was very long. He said, yeah, it's once a year. Yeah, but once a year, I can handle it for once a year. It lost the excitement. It became, okay, I can do this. I can get through it. David HaMelech says and teaches us that we should bring that excitement back. We should learn new things, connect in new ways to continue the excitement that this Rosh Hashanah should be better than last year. Because we understand Rosh Hashanah better. We understand the davening better. We understand the machzor better. We're more connected. The second answer comes from both the Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik's. The Beis Halevi was known as, his name was Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, and he had a great grandson who was also named Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who we tend to refer to as the Rav who is most famous for his time at YU, Yeshiva University in New York. And the Beis Halevi says in Parshas Yisro that there's three levels of Torah knowledge. There's three ways, essentially, to understand a Gemara. He says the most basic way is what he refers to as Yagati Umatzati. The Gemara in Megillah says that if a person says to you, Yagati Velo Matzati, I worked really hard, I toiled. I tried really hard to understand this Gemara, just the Shaka Vitarye, just to understand what they were saying. And I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. All Tamin. We don't believe that person. We don't think that they really put in all the effort that they could have. And if they really put in all the effort that they could have, then they would have understood it. And the Gemara also says that Lo Yagati Matzati, someone says, I didn't try at all. I didn't try at all. I read it like I read the newspaper. No effort whatsoever. But I got it. I got it. I understand it perfectly. The Gemara also says, Al Tamin. That person we also don't believe. Who is the person we believe? Yagati Umasati Tamin. the person who says, I worked hard, and I got it, and I understood it. I get what the Gemara is saying, the back and the forth, the question and the answer. That's the person we believe. And then he says the next level is Lasuke Shmaisa Haliba de Hilchasa. It's to learn the Gemara Halacha Lamaisa, which Rav Herschel Schechter always tells us, I guess, that this is the highest level of Torah learning. That we want to learn a Gemara and arrange the pieces and figure out what does this tell us practically. What is the takeaway? What should we be doing based on this Gemara? And the Beis Halevi says that the Suga Shmaisa Aliva de Hilchasa requires Siyanta de Shmaya. It's not quite as easy as Yigati Masati. Understanding the words, we put in the work and we'll understand the words. But in order to understand everything clearly, in order to understand what we do based on the Gemara, it requires Siyata Dishmaya. And also requires Siyata Dishmaya, seeing different Gemaras, different Perushim, different explanations, piecing it all together, understanding, seeing the big picture fully. Which is why, one of the reasons, why we say the Bali Masara are the ones who decide Halakha. We don't get to decide what stays and what goes. That's in the hands of people who sit all day and learn. Not just because they sit all day and learn, but because with that much work, with that much effort, they have that much Siyata Dishmaya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them see the bigger picture. And so therefore we should be trusting them and their Siyata Dishmaya, the help that they get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in understanding what we should be doing practically. And then the third level is what he calls Soto Satara. The depths, the secrets of the Torah. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you. Hashem, in order to understand the deeper parts, Hashem has to actually give it to you. And the Gemara in the Dharam actually tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on Har Sinai for 39 days, learning and forgetting Torah. And it wasn't until day 40 that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Torah as a matana, as a gift. Because to have such a deep understanding, it's not something we can just get on our own. It's something that has to be given to us with more than Siyata Dishmaya. It has to be put inside of us, put in our brains. And so the Rav, the second Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, connects these three levels to L'devar Hashem Uri. He says, Shivti B'Veis Hashem, a bias is the external. So the external is understanding the words, Yigati Masati, the effort we put in, and just simply understanding the words. And he says, L'chazos B'Noam Hashem, to see, to gaze at the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the second level. That's the Suge Shmaisa Liba de Hilchasa. That is seeing how things work out practically. Because seeing how everything goes together, how all these different sugyas, you can place them all together, and how they relate to our lives, every single one of them, and the Siyata Dishmaya that goes into it. So he says that's seeing the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, Levakir Beheichalot, to see the sanctuary. The sanctuary is where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, where only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would go. So that's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not everyone gets to get there. Not everyone got to go into the Heichal. Only one person once a year. So that's a matana, that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the message for us, for Elul, for Tishrei, is about putting in our efforts. The more effort we put in, the more we'll get back from Hashem. The Gemara in Yuma actually tells us that Balatame, someone's coming, they want to do the wrong thing. They want to be Matame themselves. They want to purify themselves. So the Gemara says, Poschen lo. No one's going to stop you. If that's what you choose, that's what you choose. No one's going to stop you. But no one's going to help you either. But then the Gemara says, Bala Tire. Someone wants to come to do the right thing. They want to be Matire themselves. They want to purify themselves. Messiah also. The Gemara says, they get help from Shemayim. They get Siyata Shemayim, help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the more we put in, the more we get back. If we want to do the wrong thing, we can do the wrong thing. But if we want to do the right thing, if we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more effort we put in, the more Siyata Dishmaya we'll get in return. And finally, the last interpretation comes from Rabbi Bezalel Yaakov Zolti, who is the chief Ashkenazi rabbi of Yerushalayim. Israel has a chief rabbi of everything. Chief Ashkenazi rabbi of Yerushalayim, chief Sephardi rabbi of Yerushalayim, chief Ashkenazi rabbi of Israel, chief Sephardi rabbi of Israel. So Rabbi Bezalel Yaakov Zolti was the chief Ashkenazi rabbi of Yerushalayim. And this is my favorite interpretation. Of the three, this is my absolute favorite. He says that Shivti Beis Hashem, David HaMelech was asking, I want my bayis prati, my own personal house, to be a Beis Hashem. To be a place where I interact with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, where I see Hashem and I feel His presence. L'chazos b'noam Hashem, to see the beauty of Hashem. But he said also, I want to be mevaker b'heichalo. I want to go to the sanctuary. I want to go to the communal institutions, to the yeshivos, to the bate kinesios, to the shoals. I want to go there as well. And he actually brings a fascinating raya. The Mishnah in Taina says that one of the things that happened on the 17th of Tammuz that causes us to fast on that day, one of the calamities, is that the carbon tumid in the Beis HaMikdash was no longer brought. So as a result, he asks, what do you mean the carbon tumid was no longer brought? What about the Shlomim, the Olos? What about any other carbon? Why just the tumid? So he says the tumid is what gave the Beis HaMikdash its Kedusha. The fact that every single morning and every single evening the carbon tumid was brought. No matter what was brought in between them. They were always brought every single day, and that's what gave it its Kedusha. Those ongoing, consistent carbonos are what gave it its Kedusha. He says the same is true with a shul. A shul we go every single morning and every single evening. We have shachris in the morning, we have mincha mar sometimes in the evening. And that's what gives it its Kedusha. That's why we call it a mikdash ma'at, because it has that tumid sense to it. It has that tumid factor to it, that every single morning, every single evening, people are there. People are there serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the message for us, I think, is about bringing Hashem into every single aspect of our lives. Sometimes we feel like we go to shul, we go to yeshiva to have that close contact, that close relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then in the coat room on the way out, we leave that relationship behind. It's not that chas v'shalom we go home and we eat pork. It's that we don't feel that closeness at home. We don't feel that sense of together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that He's there right there next to us when we're at home the way we do when we're at shul, when we're standing in front of Him spilling out our hearts. So David HaMelech said that I want that closeness not only when I visit the shuls and the yeshivas, when I'm mevakir b'heichalo, but also shivti b'beis Hashem. Also when I'm sitting at home, when I'm in my own private home, I want to feel that as well. So just review, I told you I was going to tell you, now I told you, now I'm going to tell you what I told you. So we asked about the contradiction. Is it shivti b'beis Hashem? Is it sitting in the house of Hashem? Or is it levakir b'heichalo? Or is it visiting? Does David HaMelech want to be a resident, or does he want to be a visitor? And we said there are three answers to this. One is he wanted the excitement of a visitor, even as a resident. Even though it's something he does all day, every day, he didn't want it to become jaded. He still wanted the excitement to it all the time. Number two is it reminds us that if we put in our effort, Hashem will help do the rest. The more we work to get closer to Hashem, the more He's going to help bring us close. The more Siyata Dishmaya we'll have to make that strong connection, that strong relationship with Him. And finally, it's to reawaken inside of us our efforts to connect with Hashem in every single corner of our lives. Not only in shul, but also at home. Also at the supermarket. Also driving to work. Wherever it is, we can find Hashem anywhere. The Yad Hashem, the hand of Kodesh Baruch Hu, is all around us. If we work to see it, to find it, to experience it. So with that, I thank you all again for coming, for joining this afternoon. and I wish you all a very meaningful Elul.